ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
Our journey through the different European dimension of the participation of local authorities and civil society continues with the conference of the International Non-Governmental Organization of the Council of Europe. Since the introduction of the consultative status for the INGOs in 1952, the Council of Europe has developed even closer and fruitful relationship with the NGOs as representative of civil society. The introduction and the step forward in this consultative status was the participatory status, which was reached in 2003 and has enabled INGOs to increase active participation in the policies and work of the program of the Council of Europe. The conference of the International Non-Governmental Organization of the Council of Europe gathers today more than 400 organizations enjoying participative status, and they are engaged in innovative and quite ambitious program called the Quadrilogue. The Council of Europe is then based on four main pillars: the Parliamentary Assembly, the Committee of the Minister, the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities, and fourth pillar, the Civil Society Representative, which is depending on the conference of the INGOs. The Quadrilogue is quite innovative and would foresee the civil society to be engaged in some of the decision-making process of the Council of Europe. In particular, the Quadrilogue is quite visible in the organization of the Forum for the Future of Democracy, where the Conference of the NGOs is involved in the preparation of the document, preparation of the event, and preparation of the final conclusions. The last event of the Forum, for instance, took place in Kiev on the electoral systems, and a lot of the requests from the NGOs were taken into consideration in this perspective. The conference meets 4 times a year in Strasbourg during the sessions of the Parliamentary Assembly, so that the participants to the conference are also able to lobby with the parliamentarians when we all meet together in Strasbourg. The conference is chaired by a president elected in 2008. His name is Jean-Marie Hind, and he is elected for 4 years and he represents the conference at the political level. On the other hand, the added value of the conference was described during the lessons. It is an institutionalized representation of the European civil society, so to say, avoiding the strategic partnership which is mostly used by the European Union and which is obviously choosing some big NGOs. In the case of the conference of the IONGs, we also have small NGOs which are bringing their voice into the conference, and so it is a more democratic and balanced way of representing the NGOs. On the other hand, the conference of the INGOs, being a Council of Europe organization, includes East European and non-EU member states civil society into the process, like the Russian NGOs, like the Ukrainian NGOs, like the South Caucasian NGOs, which are fully included in the process, and I consider that definitely an added value. Said that, we have to highlight, and we did during the lesson, we have to highlight the weaker part of the conference. The conference is quite weak since it is poorly funded. It is also a weak impact in terms of decision making, since most of the decision making process of the Council of Europe only mention the role of the civil society, but without a very strong impact regarding the way that they can contribute to the policy making. Recently, there is even a strong rumor that may become a reality that the conference existence is in risk. The whole Council of Europe is going through a general review, and the reform of the Secretary General is now affecting all the pillars of the Council of Europe, and in particular the conference is in risk, so probably there will be a total review of the activities of the conference. I see it rather in positive terms, since going through the the review, we may be going through also a positive renewal of our activities with more dynamics and effectiveness.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.